It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. The pandemic combined with the economic downturn will mean 500,000 more Coloradans will sign up for Medicaid and other government health insurance by the end of the year. Those will include people who have lost their jobs and their employer-sponsored health insurance. Kim Bimsteffer of the Colorado Department of Health Care Policy and Financing says the numbers represent a 40% spike in people who depend on public health insurance.
Unprecedented. We have a lot of Coloradan families that are hurting.
It will also include people who, under the current federal public health emergency, can still receive Medicaid even if they're no longer eligible. A Denver public safety employee who primarily investigates excessive force complaints against sheriffs told state lawmakers yesterday that discipline guidelines aren't always being followed. Brittany Iriar testified at a hearing for a broad police accountability bill.
The investigations are on the up and up. What happens when it gets to the disciplinary side of things is kind of what worries me. Outside influences are allowed to have an opinion, and those opinions tend to have an influence on the final decision.
The bill would increase transparency around use of force complaints. It passed a House committee late Wednesday night and could get final approval from the legislature by Friday. Members of Congress talked about police violence Wednesday. Colorado Democrat Joe Neguse focused on the phrase, "I can't breathe," during a House Judiciary Committee hearing. He's supporting a police reform package that would ban law enforcement from using chokeholds.
It is past time that Congress ban chokeholds and other harmful police tactics that have led far too many deaths.
Neguse also called for increased data collection on policing to better understand what tactics officers use and improve accountability. Colorado Republican Ken Buck spoke at the hearing. He said any policing legislation should also address gangs and drug abuse and other issues. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.